And finally today, you'll know their sound when you hear them. Guitarists Juan Carlos Allende and Miguel Peña are Los Macorrinos. They've been playing together for almost 20 years and recently put out their first instrumental album. It's called Nosotros, and it pulls from the repertoire of Chavela Vargas, the legendary ranchera singer. Beto Arcos has this profile.
As a guitar duet, Los Macorrinos have a singular style. Peña plays the rhythm bass, some harmony, and a few flourishes. Allende plays the melody. Sometimes their sound is a confluence of South American musical traditions, as in this song called Sombras. And other times their sound is steeped in the Mexican ranchera guitar style, as in the classic Cruz de Olvido. Allende says he figured out his picking technique after the index finger of his right hand stopped working.
I never thought I would have to resort to the guitar pick to have a more powerful and clear sound. So I had to start practicing more with it and take this issue seriously, because I thought it was going to be difficult to recuperate the index finger.
Allende and Peña started playing as a duet when they were recruited by Chavela Vargas to accompany her on a legendary comeback tour in 2003. With a sparse and intimate style, they adapted to her needs. Peña says Vargas did not just sing, she transmitted.
Every word had an intention. When she said, "Drink this bottle with me," she would say it in such a way that she would transfer her intention to the audience.
Quiero ver a qué sabe tu olvido sin poner en mis ojos tus manos.
Their working relationship lasted 10 years until her death in August 2012. But long before they started accompanying Vargas, Allende and Peña had separate and remarkable careers. 77-year-old Allende was a cellist in the symphony orchestra of his hometown, Bahía Blanca, Argentina. He switched to classical guitar and moved to Mexico in the late 1980s. He's worked with a number of big music figures, including the late Argentine composer Eduardo Falú and Mexico's Alejandro Fernández. 84-year-old Peña hails from Mexico's western state of Jalisco, and he studied guitar at the National School of Music in Mexico City. He's played with dozens of artists in every music genre, including Lola Beltrán, Liza Minnelli, and Herb Alpert. In 1975, he landed a full-time job as the guitarist of Mexico's superstar pop singer, José José.
But at a certain point, you say, I don't want to play this for the rest of my life. I want to play other music, other arrangements, and have other responsibilities. Fortunately, I've always done the job with a lot of pleasure.
Te vas, amor. Si así lo quieres, ¿qué le voy a hacer?
Their beautiful style captures different guitar traditions from Latin American genres, as well as creating their own minimalistic, soulful style.
Singer Lila Downs says they're great musicians who are also fellow collaborators.
And we were, as well, very fortunate to have them record with us some beautiful rancheras and teach us about breath in guitar playing. With their music, they elevate our feelings. Always fun and always conscious of beauty in every note that they play.
Mexicana hermosa, bandera latina, no te pongas triste, solo mira el cielo.
In early 2017, Allende and Peña were invited to record two albums with pop singer Natalia Lafourcade. Peña says he asked Lafourcade why she was interested in them. After all, they're three times as old as she is.
Dice, pues que yo necesito la experiencia de ustedes. Me gusta cómo empatan los dos.
She said, I need your experience. I like how you match together. You don't sound like a romantic trio or like jazz. You sound a bit Mexican. You have a particular stamp.
That year, Lafourcade's first album with Allende and Peña, titled Musas, an homage to Latin American folklore in the hands of Los Macorinos, got a Latin Grammy. Lafourcade invited Allende and Peña to receive the award at the ceremony in Las Vegas.
Tengo aquí al lado de mí a dos grandes señores, a Los Macorinos. Con ellos quise.
Next to me are two great musicians, Los Macorinos. I wanted to do this project with them to connect myself to music and folklore, to the composers I admire, and to Mexico and Latin America.
Over the years, Allende and Peña have also worked with singer Eugenia León. She recorded one song in the new album.
Oye, quiero la rosa perlada de Rocío.
León was the executive producer and gave it to them as a gift. She says both guitarists have contributed enormously to Mexican music.
Pero además ellos recogen y significan un momento de la historia de la música de México.
Their work gathers a significant period in the history of Mexican music, which has its pinnacle with their work as Los Macorinos. And with this album, I'm sure many young musicians are going to follow their school.
Allende says they're very thankful to León for giving them a chance to show their work as an instrumental guitar duet.
El disco de Los Macorinos me dio la oportunidad de profundizar más.
The album of Los Macorinos gave me the opportunity to go deeper in Mexican folklore. I am thankful for that, as it took me to the heart of the sensibility of this musical culture that is so full of life.
Violinist, guitarist, and singer Ernesto Anaya was Lafourcade's music director during one of her tours with Los Macorinos. He says, Allende and Peña are the unsung heroes behind many projects, but at the end of the day, what matters is who they are as musicians.
Pero a mí me parece lo más importante lo grandes músicos que son.
Anaya says, what's significant is that they're gifted musicians, not for being with, but for being so talented, and for what they've contributed to those who've been around them. For NPR News, I'm Beto Arcos.